Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Gurazani Money Pitch from Studio Dean, and it is streaming on Crunchyroll. And this is the Edge Hop Design. And that is pretty much not a joke.
Yeah, so this is based on a baseball manga, and the main character is a pitcher named Bonda, and he looks a lot like Ed Chavez. You know him as Manga Cast, you know him as former PR for Vertical. He inspired, in some aspects, this character. And the character design is absolutely based on him.
Because Ed did have a short Major League Baseball career, got an injury, and that is what got him into manga. But obviously he was talking with, you know, people when he was editing manga in Japan, and someone was like, I should base a character on you.
And he has talked about this on Twitter, so you can go find any, like, kind of more information about that. So again, this is about pro baseball, so, you know, I think sports series, obviously, really big right now, really big all the time, but been having a real moment lately. But this is not high school characters, this is pro league baseball. This team is the Spiders, and Bonda is a relief pitcher.
And I think the best way to put it is, this is more inside baseball than even Giant Killing, which is pretty for real soccer as opposed to almost like formula, you know, sports series where, you know, you have the hero and he's going to go on a typical sports structure that so much of us know so well. This is about
retirement. That's what I was like.
This is about if you know, the average sports anime is more your Field of Dream or Friday Night Lights style. This is the Moneyball of baseball anime. Because, like, Bonda's main claim to fame among his teammates is he knows how much everybody in the league makes.
I would say, though, that unlike all of those examples, Al, like, those are all, like, or not all, but a lot of those have a focus on, like, the behind the scenes, like, the coaching or, like, the staff or, like, it sort of gives you, like, a whole picture. And this is about Bonda, sort of, and like a huge amount of jokes and inside information about salaries in baseball. It doesn't even feel, at least in the first episode, which is broken into two halves, so you kind of have like two little stories. It doesn't feel as though Bonda is going to have this really magnificent career that he's building up to, and that, like, he has a rival and, you know, sort of any of that really, like, dramatic stuff. You know, he wants to stay in the league. He's worried about getting injured, of course. But he's also like, I just have to make sure not to spend all of my money while I'm here because I need to retire and have plenty of money. And, like, it's just, like, a lot about having enough money. And then he, like, has those interactions with a guy who used to be a player who's now a commentator, and that's also about how you have to make sure to have a job, so.
Well, also because he just spent money like it was water, and then when he washed out, he had, like, no savings. He was practically bankrupt, and the only reason he got the commentator job is just because he was, like, a cool guy at parties. So someone just hooked him up, and now he's struggling to make a living as a commentator. Which is like, man, if you're like a real ace, you can make money as a pitching coach. And that's like, you won't make as much money as you did in the league, but you'll still, you know, have a healthy life. Whereas commentator is like the lowest of the still in the business. It's better than, you know, a job at 7-Eleven, but it's definitely not having you live a luxurious lifestyle.
And like Bonda's knowledge, it doesn't, like, he says that everybody who is a player is obsessed with how much everybody is making, but having that knowledge, I think what I was trying to say, and I kind of got off track, was that it's not as if he now knows this is who we should hire, and we're going to try to, like, in Moneyball, it's like, oh, instead of spending a ton of money on these top players, you know, we're going to find lower, like, players that we pay less who maybe aren't as, like, ace, but they fill these, you know, like, there's a, like, a strategic concept there, whereas, like, Bonda just wants to know, I guess.
Well, you know what it is? It's Banda is playing Moneyball, but only for himself. Because he's not high enough. He's not like a coach. He's not anybody. What do I have to do to stay where I am in the team? How do I continue to make my value? Like, who's in my basic range that I can beat so I stay at my current salary? I don't, like, get kicked out to the minors or, like, you know, don't get used as a relief pitcher, but who's not so hard that it would be nearly impossible for me to, like, do well against?
And also, there's a feeling of that this is almost sort of an office comedy? Not a comedy, but...
like, almost an office satire.
Yeah, yeah. There isn't the drama of the game.
Yeah, I mean, the first half of the episode is called, like, "This is my office," or something like that. Like, it is, yeah, it is a salaryman manga that just happens to take place where the person's job is baseball player.
Yeah, so I'm actually, again, this is a show where, after the first episode, I'm not 100% sure what the overall story will be. Like, is it sort of just these little moments and they're kind of comedy? Or is Banda going to move up in some way? Because, you know, from the first part to the second part of the episode, you know, in the second part he's starting and that was like a big deal and, you know, sort of unusual. And so does that mean anything? And is there a greater goal in mind, I guess?
Because this next episode is two mini stories. So, yeah, it is like, is it just going to be like little vignettes? And it does seem like he does, like, pay attention to all the other players, either on his team or on the other teams. So it could be a lot of, like, Banda talks a lot about, like, this one outfielder this episode. And the next episode, he talks about, like, the catcher on the Spiders.
There was one very dramatic thing, actually, that happened. And I think it sort of spoke to how this series could, in moments, be very piercing, because Banda catches a fly ball and it's this guy's first at bat in the major leagues, and he gets out in a pretty lame way, I guess you could say, and that him doing that sends that guy back to the minors and, like, ruins that in his entire plans. And I was like, whoa, that was real.
Yeah, it seems like a very dry satire at times, because it's almost like all these other shows talk about, like, the ideal form of baseball.
Passion and,
yeah, teamwork, and this is all like, fuck all that. This is about just the most cynical, this is what it's really about, kind of.
But it doesn't feel cynical. It doesn't feel so serious that it makes it, like, oppressively cynical.
Oh, yeah, it's a somewhat lighthearted dark satire. Yeah, it's in the, like, lighthearted angle of dark comedy.
So, yeah, I'm not even sure what to make of it. I've certainly never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's definitely at least worth watching the first episode, because it is so unique.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @reversethieves. @NartakiRT and @HisuiRT.